Hey, I'm Danny Purrington, and you're listening to the Rooted Creative Podcast. I'm an elopement photographer who loves anything grilled cheese and traveling to weird and wild places around the globe. After being an entrepreneur for 4 years and building a six-figure business that I love running, I'm here to teach you everything from actionable tips on running a successful and thriving business to what's on my heart and how we can continuously seek to glorify Jesus even in our businesses. So here we go. Are you ready? Good morning, everybody, and oh my gosh, we have some exciting news to share today. I didn't want the title to give it away, but obviously I'm just too excited to not tell you guys, but James and I are expecting a baby. We're so excited. We have a baby on the way. Our due date is December 27th. So Christmas baby, and knowing my luck, it will probably be on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve. So TBD, but we are expecting a little baby, a bundle of joy. We don't know the gender yet. And today I thought I would just tell you, you know, what's been happening these past couple of months, because oh my word, if you've ever been pregnant before, or if you've never been pregnant, there are so many things that I just did not realize happened to your body during pregnancy. And I'm learning so much. And I just feel like I've kept this secret for so long that now I just want to tell you guys all about it. So basically, I didn't really know I was pregnant, but I had a feeling. And so back in March, or I guess I should say like early April, James and I went to Hawaii, and we got back from Hawaii and my boobs were really hurting. And I was like, something's weird here. I was like, you know, this is kind of like, you know, I was on birth control, and I was like, this is kind of like when I skip a pill, like kind of my hormones are all out of whack. And if you're a boy listening to this, I apologize in advance, but there are going to be some women things in this podcast, so just be prepared. But my boobs were kind of hurting, and I was like, oh, that's weird. So I was like, maybe I should take a pregnancy test. And I was like, you know, I'm probably not pregnant. I'm not going to be pregnant. But if I am, like, awesome, you know, because James and I, we're ready for that next step in our lives and we're ready to have kids. But, you know, it was just like, I just wasn't expecting it to be positive. Like, I've never had a positive test before, you know, and I've taken my fair share of pregnancy tests, obviously, while we've been married, but it's like, they've always been negative. And so I was always expecting a negative test. Anyways, so in the morning, I got up and I was like, I'm just going to record myself, you know, just in case something happens. And so I was just recording. I set my phone up and I let the test do its thing. It was one of the digital tests. So it was like, you know, buffering and trying to figure it out. And I was like getting a drink of water, stepped out of the frame. And then I come back into the frame. And if you want to watch this video, it's going to be on my Instagram story today. But I come back into the frame and I'm like, oh, and I literally just like gasped. And I was like, what? Because it read pregnant. And I was like, I've never seen that before. Like, I've never seen a positive test before. So there's just a wave of emotions that just hit you within like a span of like 5 seconds. It's like, oh my gosh, we're having a child. Oh my gosh, wait, our life is going to change. Oh my gosh, wait, my body's going to change. Oh wait, we don't have a nursery. Oh wait, we don't have anything for a baby. It was just like a rush of emotions. Like, oh my gosh, our first child is potentially on the way. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I can't even believe like this is happening right now. It was just a surreal, almost like out of body experience to watch myself and just be like, oh my gosh. And then to watch the video back and just watch me like literally freaking out. Like, I'm holding the pregnancy stick and I'm shaking. Like, my hand is shaking because I'm just like, what is happening? Like, this is crazy. And so I immediately texted some of my best friends, because it was a decision I had made early on that I wanted some of my really close friends along with me on this journey, even before, you know, the appropriate time would be to tell everybody. Because if something did happen, like a miscarriage or something where, you know, I did lose the pregnancy, I wanted that support with me. And I wanted that support group of just women to come around me and be with me in that time, because I know it's such a very common thing to experience. And so shortly after we found out, James had been at the station for, he had like a 5-day streak where he was going to be at the station for like 5 days. And so I found out on day one of him being gone and I was like, oh no, well, how am I going to tell him? He's not here. So I was like, I need to go to the station. I need to like tell him in person, obviously. So I texted one of his other firefighter, station buddies. And I was like, hey, we just found out we're pregnant and I need to tell James, and I'm not sure how, but I know I'm going to come to the station. So can you help me coordinate? And so he was like, yeah. And I came up then, I think it was like 2 days later, I came up, and just like in that day of just sitting and knowing that I was pregnant and I couldn't tell him was so hard. Like we FaceTime like every night when he's working at the station. And I was just like sitting on FaceTime, like, oh, you have no idea what's coming. Like you have no idea what I just found out today. And it was so hard not to tell him. But 2 days later, I went to the station and I brought the dogs, and he wasn't expecting me to be there, obviously. And so they got like a fake structure call. And when they get structure calls, like they get really, really excited because they obviously like love fighting fires. And so they got a structure fire call, but it was obviously like a fake one. And so you just see James run out the door like he's ready to get on the rig and go to the structure fire. And then he sees me standing there and I'm holding like a little baby onesie and a positive pregnancy test. And he's like, he's just like, you could see the video on my Instagram story, but he's like, what? Like he's a little taken back. He's shocked. And he's like, oh my gosh. And then finally it hits him and all the guys at the station start clapping. And obviously then he realizes, oh, there is no structure fire. It's just my wife telling me I'm pregnant. And, so that was a really special moment. And then I just hung out all day at the station and we just kind of processed together and we're like, well, now what? Like we have a baby on the way. Like our life is going to change this year. And, you know, just really kind of sitting in that and being like, our life is going to change. Like this is the next step, you know, and like, it's not just going to be the two of us anymore. And just kind of really sitting in that and trying to understand and process. And obviously I think it took at least a couple weeks to kind of get to that point where we were like, it's not just going to be us anymore. Like we actually are pregnant. And, you know, it's hard because in early pregnancy, you don't really feel very pregnant. Like you know, you're pregnant, but you're just sitting there like, I don't feel pregnant. I don't feel any different, but there's this looming change that's coming, right? And so as the weeks went on and as we started developing more, I started getting nauseous. I had really bad nausea actually in the evenings, still kind of have it. Luckily, I think it's tapering off now that we're about to start our second trimester, but it was definitely really hard in the evenings and, you know, lots of vomiting, lots of not eating and lots of fun stuff, you know. And they say it's morning sickness, but I really feel like it's like anytime, any day sickness because there's no like rhyme or reason to it. It just kind of hits you. And then like, you're just like, I need to go to the bathroom right now. So I don't know how else to explain it except I would get sick and then I'd come back and then I'd be ready to eat a whole meal. So it's very different than like having the stomach flu. If you've never been pregnant before and you've never experienced morning sickness, it's just like the urge comes and then like you're done and you come back to life and you're like, okay, well, I'm ready to eat now. It's weird, very weird. So I experienced that, you know. It started around week 8, I would say. And then just around like this week right now at week 13, I'm kind of starting to see it taper, but here and there, I still do have that nausea and I still do get sick. Anyways, so eventually we told my sisters and we told the rest of our family, and the video of me telling my sisters is the absolute funniest thing I've ever seen because I got them these wine glasses. Again, if you want to see all these videos, go to my Instagram story, Danny Purrington. This was the funniest one, but like, I'm literally like, I gave them these glasses that say I'm the fun aunt. They're like wine glasses because my sisters are 25. They live in Florida. They like to drink wine and go out and stuff. So I thought that would be appropriate. And so I gave them these glasses and they're opening it. And you can see one of my sisters, she's like opens out of the bubble wrap and she's like, I'm the fun aunt. And then her face like goes from like a smile to like straight And she, like, as like the realization just like hits her. And then she looks up at me and she's like, are you pregnant? And it's just so funny. Cause then my other sister, who didn't have time to open the other glass, like stopped and like looked at me and like, what? So anyways, go watch the video. It's super funny. She actually had, so one of my sisters had two consecutive dreams that I was pregnant. And she texted me and she's like, hey, I had two dreams that you were pregnant. She's like, are you pregnant? And I was at the time, but I was like, I don't want to tell you this way. Like, I bought you wine glasses. And so I kind of was like, oh, I don't know. That's weird. And I was like, well, I'll take a test and I'll let you know, whatever. And I never got back to her. So, but in the video, she's like, my dream was right. So it's super funny. And it was just like such a special moment to tell our friends and our family and just have that to look back on. Now, I will say I have had a lot of struggles in this early pregnancy because I was very fearful. I have a lot of friends who unfortunately have been through, you know, losing their pregnancy. And I know that it's like a very common thing. And if you've experienced a miscarriage, I'm so sorry. I know how hard that must be to have that. And, you know, I had a couple of moments where, you know, I was scared and I had some spotting and I was just instantly panicked. And I was like, is this it? Like, is this going to be the end? And, you know, it is scary. And so I really struggled with that. And I really struggled with, you know, like, why does my pregnancy get to be healthy, but so many others like get, you know, have such hard pregnancies and have a hard time getting pregnant. And it's really opened my eyes a lot actually to, you know, people who do want to have these children and then those that like don't want to have kids and accidentally get pregnant, you know, and it's just like, it's such a crazy world we live in. And so anyways, that was one thing I was really struggling with. And I just want to address that real quick. So if you're trying to get pregnant or you have experienced a miscarriage, just know that I can't even begin to imagine how that must feel. And, you know, even just having those moments of fear and being scared, it's scary. You know, it's not easy. And it is like your child. And, you know, you do as the mother have a special bond because it is a part of you. And so when that is lost, I think there's a lot of like self, guilt. Like you feel like, well, what did I do wrong? Was there something I did? Maybe I shouldn't have done that hike, or maybe I shouldn't have drank that drink, or, you know, it's like, there's things that I think we blame ourselves for. And just from what I know, we sometimes these miscarriages just happen, you know, and they just happen. And there's not really anything we can do to control that, but we can find hope and peace and know that the Lord has a plan and that no matter what happens, it is a part of a bigger purpose that He has for our life. And so if you have experienced this, I just want to give you encouragement today and just let you know that I see you and I hear you. And I'm so sorry if you've ever had to experience something like this, because I cannot even imagine how hard that must be. So to say that we've made it to this 13-week mark is a very, very big blessing. And we are extremely grateful and extremely happy to be sharing with you guys today, and also to just, you know, watch our lives just really kind of change as this continues to grow. And so I honestly, like, your body just changes so much in pregnancy, and it's scary. Like, I feel like the struggles I have right now in pregnancy are, I don't know what to get, number one, like products. No idea. I don't even know what to put on my baby registry. Number two, we haven't even started on our nursery and I'm really stressed out about that. So that's been great. Number three, I'm not eating healthy, and it's hard because like you're supposed to eat healthy, right? Like during pregnancy, obviously like healthy food is good, but it's so hard when you're nauseous and no one really talks about that. And so like the only things I've been really able to eat are like hot dogs randomly. That's really what I've been like craving. Baked potatoes, SpaghettiOs, Dino chicken nuggies, and sometimes Chick-fil-A fries. Like that's my meal for dinner, right? There's not a lot of nutrition there. There's not a lot of health going on. I will eat some fruit here and there, but like absolutely no veggies. Can't do veggies right now. Just make me want to hurl. No. Can't do it. So I feel like no one really talks about this, but when you're really queasy and like you're really sensitive to food and smell and taste, it's just really hard to eat healthy in your first trimester. So all my moms can relate if you've had this, but I just feel like I want to talk about this because I feel really guilty that I'm not eating healthy, but I'm also like, I can't eat anything else. And I'm also not gaining weight because I haven't been eating. So anything that I can eat is just going to have to suffice at this moment. So hopefully within the next couple of weeks, the nausea subsides, we get better. but what's next? So how am I navigating pregnancy and running a business? Good question. I just recently had two doubleheader weddings, as you must know from my past Monday podcast. And doing that pregnant was very, very difficult. And, you know, when the nausea hits in the evening and these weddings have meals, like vendor meals that they give you, I didn't even want to eat the vendor meal because I was so sick or because it was just something I didn't want to eat. And so really all I kind of ate at these wedding dinners was just like the bread and the butter. Hey, it was something, so at least we're not starving, but it's been hard. You know, it's been really difficult. I've been very tired. Obviously the fatigue has been real. And so, planning ahead now have McKenna coming as my assistant and also Caitlin McMillan. Between the two of them, they're going to be helping me through this pregnancy and they're going to be coming to a lot of my weddings with me because I don't want to be doing it alone and I want someone to kind of help me carry the bags and do the hikes because I do have a lot of hiking elopements coming up and I want to be prepared for that, obviously, in the best way. Now, hiking is not a bad thing to do whilst pregnant, but it is hard to do when you're nauseous and when you don't want to have a big, heavy backpack on your back full of cameras. So I'm really excited to have them with me throughout these next two trimesters. And depending on how I'm doing in my third trimester will determine when I start my maternity leave. So TBD on that one. But we are planning ahead. We are getting ready for this new season and we could not be more excited. So now you know that we're pregnant, you know the announcement, it's out there. We're so, so excited that you know. And if you have any like questions or like you want to know more about what's been going on, feel free to message me or put it in the Facebook group. I'm happy to go over what this season has looked like so far. And I'm sure I'm going to have more to talk on very soon as this pregnancy continues to develop as an elopement photographer. So thanks everybody for listening today. If you enjoyed listening today, be sure to leave a review, get in our Facebook group, the Rooted Creative Community on Facebook, and also be sure to let us know how you're doing. I just want to check in with you. How are you? How has this summer been? Have you been busy? Are you tired? Are you pregnant? A lot of people are pregnant right now. Or have you maybe experienced maybe a lost pregnancy? I would love to hear from you. Please reach out. And thanks for listening, everybody. I'm just so excited all of you know. It's finally here. So have a wonderful Monday, everybody, and I will talk to you on Wednesday. Thanks for listening to the Rooted Creative Podcast. Be sure to subscribe for more tips and leave a review to help get the word out about our podcast. Resources and notes about what we talked about today are also available at www.rootedwrkshp.com/show notes, all for free. I'm so excited you tuned in today, and I can't wait to share more with you soon. Until next time, and God bless.